This is Kelly Henderson, and you are listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. So we're doing my favorite conversations of the year, and this specific conversation was one of my favorite conversations because it is a bit of a deep dive into my reality and real life. After being on a reality show that talked a ton about my dating life, or maybe we should say a lack thereof at that point, when I actually got into a relationship, it was a very interesting situation because my boyfriend himself is a very private person. Although this has actually put me in some pretty sticky situations over the last year, I truly respect that. And I also value that for our relationship, so we've just kept it that way. I do get a ton of questions about him and honestly, some major false accusations over a situation I had nothing to do with. So he finally agreed to sit down for a conversation and hopefully just let everyone move on with their lives. We did this podcast from his living room while sipping a martini, and it truly feels just like a very real and honest conversation, which is what makes it one of my favorite conversations of the year. Not to mention he has that sexy raspy voice, you know. So here's my man for probably a one-time only Velvet's Edge appearance. I hope you guys enjoy our conversation. Sexy voice one or sexy voice two?
Sexy voice two.
Are you sexy voice two, though, is the bigger question.
I'm actually both.
You're both. I knew you were going to say that. Do you know what's weird is I actually was thinking that I'm more... stressed about this podcast recording.
Let's go.
I'm already recording.
Oh, really?
Welcome to Velvet's Edge. Okay, well, you know that I get requests on Instagram or my podcast for this exact situation all of the time. So we had to finally make it happen. I'm glad that you're agreeing to this. Is this like your worst nightmare?
It's pretty close.
Okay, well, so I'm just going to go there. I asked people on my Instagram a bunch of questions, and I had to, you know, weed through them. I had to discard a lot of them, and we're just going to go through some basics. We'll be gentle with you. Should I give you a plead the fifth? I was wondering, what do you feel about that?
Yes, I definitely think so.
How many would you like? I'll give you two.
Three would be like...
Okay, fine. We'll compromise. This is why we're good at relationships.
So I have a question for you, though.
Why? You can't flip this on me already.
Do you require that all of your podcast guests make you a martini before the podcast?
Yes, I should. That should be the new protocol. The second you walk in my podcast, make me a martini. We are drinking martinis. It might get a little loose. Maybe me more than you. They tend to get to me. But okay, so I'm just going to start. I'll give you three plead the fifth. I actually don't think you're going to use all of them, though.
Okay.
We'll see. All right. A lot of people wanted to know, because you're not like featured on my Instagram, which is odd because I'm obviously very open with my life. And so this is like a big part of my life that I just kind of leave out. And so is it weird for you to date someone who's so publicly open and you're very private?
I don't know. I haven't ever really thought about that. I mean, I guess it's weird that so many people know you and see you and recognize you. And, you know, I sometimes think, why are they staring at us? And then I realize they're just staring at you.
Maybe they're staring at your butt. You have a really cute butt.
I don't think that's it. No, it's fine. I mean, it's what you do. You were doing it when I met you, and it works, and you're really good at it. And so,
thanks, babe.
Sure.
<It's> sure. Is it ever frustrating? Have you ever had moments where you're like, ugh?
No.
Never.
I mean, some of the pictures, I'm kind of like, oh gosh.
Like, which ones? Tell the people which ones you don't like.
No, I played the fifth.
Oh shit. You've already used one though. We're like 2 minutes into this podcast. Yeah. Some of the pictures on my Instagram is what he's referencing.
And I mean, I like them, but then
then you'll be like, really? I mean, okay. How do you keep your relationship guarded while your partner has such a public profession? That was from Owen. I guess it's not really.
I mean, it's on you, really. I mean, it's you're just really good about it. And it's fine. I mean, I don't have a great answer there.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, well, I think that's not on me. I don't have to do that's really you.
Right. Well, so for the people who don't know, you're not even on social media, really. Like, this is not really your thing at all. You are not in the public eye and you prefer it that way. And you've also been like, I think when we first started dating, we were very cautious because of some stuff that I was going through publicly about like how it affected your daughters mm-hmm. and you. And like, I was really personally protective about that because that was something I signed up for. You guys obviously did not. And so it felt really weird to kind of expose you to that. And you've sort of like leaned into that.
Well, no, it's been great. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's what it's, I mean, that's the main thing. I mean, it's, I don't just, this isn't, I don't want my girls and, you know, doing stuff publicly or,
right.
you know, and so, they don't either. And so, so you've been really great about that. I mean, that's, again, I don't think that's on, I mean, you were kind, you were thoughtful, I guess, about that in the beginning. And it's, I was actually pretty worried about it and it's been fine.
Yeah.
It hasn't been, I really haven't had any issues with that, I don't think.
I was telling Chip last week on At Casual about how when we first started dating, I was about to go into filming of season 3. Do you remember this? And I was like, what am I going to do? Like, right. am I going to talk about us dating? Like, do I pretend like we're not dating?
Right.
And it was that whole piece of it. And then it just worked out.
Right. Right. No, yeah.
I didn't have to make the decision.
Yeah. I could say that's the first time I've ever been in a relationship where we talked about whether it was okay for you to have pretend dates or not.
Yeah, it's not usually something you sign up for. So,
I'm thankful that you didn't.
Yeah.
That was a lot better.
Yeah, worked out for us. Okay, so I was saying to you earlier that I got a lot of listener questions and they were like, oh, we want to know what he thinks about you, basically. Like, all either like nice things or hard things. And I feel like kind of a douchebag reading some of these, but I'm also curious about your answers. I mean, I was thinking, I was like, what if this was a hoax and I just totally pretended like the listeners wrote in about this podcast, but they're really my questions. Just to get you to talk nice about me. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. No.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Well, no, we don't have to do questions then. I mean, I can just do it.
What?
I'll just talk nice.
Oh, that's so sweet. Now I'm going to ask you the questions. Right. Okay, so a lot of people want to know, how did we meet? Do you want to tell the story?
Well, I mean, when I met you or when you met me?
Oh, okay. Well, right. You can tell that too.
Right. Well, no, I mean, because it's not the same, right? I mean,
I forgot about that part of it.
Right. Well, those parts of it, right?
A couple? So, okay, well,
the first time is like, I'm invited to go to, I guess, the fundraiser out at Luke Bryan's house. I'm like super excited about
Redbird
it.
It's gonna
be really, yeah, it seems to be really cool. And, so I'm going down to feed Pringles to the goats, which is what you do if you're at a
party. I thought it was the kangaroos that you fed.
I'm sorry,
Pringles
it was kangaroos. It wasn't goats.
I mean, get that right. We're going to get PETA after us
here.
Yeah,
it would have been better if I'd gotten right. You bring Pringles to kangaroos at
they're really cute.
You know, at Country Music Guy's
Brett's
house.
Barn, so, that's where you do that. Right. They have a great.
So I was, of course, doing that. And then this golf cart pulled up with three girls on it, one in particular who was incredibly hot. And I was just like, oh my God, who is that beautiful girl? And my friend who was with me, who knew you.
He works with Zerks. You can speak a little more freely. You're being like so subtle.
Well, I mean,
your friend works
I'm
with Zerks.
I'm not trying to be like cool guy. And,
I
like,
know you're not trying to
name
drop, but it's okay. You did
say
Luke
was at a
Bryan.
Party. You know?
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. So he know your friend works with Zerks, who I also work with. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, hey.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we talked and then he was like, oh yeah, she's big time TV star, you know.
That is not what he said. You're so full
And well,
of
you
shit.
Didn't even remember meeting me, so you know, he was pretty much right. And then I'm in New York and I was at a concert and I was walking through the hallway there and I walk past this room and I see you in there talking to some other people. And so I kind of did one of those like stop and like sort of walk backwards kind of things and like looked in there and I guess I didn't talk to you then, but I remember meeting you then. And then we went to a dinner party thing where I guess technically maybe I was supposed to be set up with somebody else or something.
Yeah, you were. That makes me sound like such a thief, which is a sensitive topic here. Watch what you say here, man.
Well, our friend,
I'm like taking over the story. We have a mutual friend who had a dinner party and she was like, oh, you should meet my friend Amy. We'll just say it because she thought you guys would have a lot in common. And then it turns out we ended up sitting next to each other at said dinner party.
Right. And I thought you were a lot nicer than I thought you were going to be.
Well, that's actually a question is what is like one of the biggest misconceptions about me? So what was your, let's go back to the misconceptions, but like what was your first impression? Because it was not what you thought, correct?
What you can't, you don't get to say that.
What do you mean? Oh, sorry. Am I leading a little bit?
Yeah, right. No, it wasn't at all. I mean, I was like, oh, she's on TV and she's on Instagram and all these pictures and whatever. And we actually wound up, we had a great time talking at dinner that night. We were cracking up and, you know, then I ran into you a couple other times after that. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's like really, really nice and really approachable and really very good at connection. And so I don't know, then it was something else.
That was really cute. I'm like smiling awkwardly at you. You kind of answered some of these questions, but people say, what drew you to Kelly? Share one thing that attracted you to Kelly.
Yeah, I mean I like watching you talk to people. I think you're really good at it.
Thanks. They also said, what was your first impression of each other? Do you remember what I told you?
No.
But I was like, I don't know what I think about that guy.
That's normal.
That was the first time at the dinner party. And then, like you said, there was a couple other group hangs.
You didn't like me at the dinner party?
No, I did like you, but then I was like, okay. The truth is like I thought, first of all, you were supposed to be set up with this other friend of ours. And so I was like, well, he's off the table. Like I didn't even like think about it in that capacity. And then I also thought, I was like, oh, this guy. Like I just had you figured out in my head before I actually spoke to you. Do you know, like I think sort of you were like, oh, this girl's on reality TV. Why is that not fair? I was being judgy.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, we sat next to each other. We had a really good time. And then it was like the second time we hung out. And I was kind of like, huh. I was like starting to get a little more curious. And then it just kind of like happened. But let's get to that. So it says, what made you fall for her? Like full on, not just like, oh, she's nice.
I don't know.
Babe, you got to put the mic to your...
I don't...
Remember, we're doing a podcast. This isn't just like me asking these questions for fun.
I don't know. I mean, I think it was a number of things. I think it was... I think it was that you are definitely not like anybody I've ever met before.
I'm not sure how to take that.
Well, it's good and bad.
Yeah, exactly. I knew there was.
It's good. I've never met anybody like you, and I just feel like you're so the way you connect with people, I think is just amazing to me, and I just like being a part of it, and so I don't know. It was that. I think that was just your ability to talk to anybody in any setting, anywhere, and sort of feel okay and safe. And that was something that I liked.
Allie wants to know what the first thing you noticed was about me.
Do you remember? The way you walk.
Oh, you still talk about that.
I love it.
I was thinking about with you, I was like, what was the first thing that I ever noticed? And I remember at that dinner party, this is when I was like, oh, he's off limits or whatever. And we shook hands and we made eye contact. And you know, when you have that thing where you're like, you connect in the eyes, you're like, babe, it don't get, this is the truth. And you like smiled at me and I was like, ooh, he's cute. And I instantly felt comfortable with you. Like that was another thing I noticed. I remember from the beginning, like just feeling like I could be myself from the second I met you. So that's a good thing. Do you remember where we went on our first real date?
Didn't we go? We met for drinks at that Mexican place. So was that a date? You were working downtown. You were doing like a photo shoot or something.
No, I met you at Josephine that night.
No.
Saint Anais.
Yeah.
You're right.
You were wearing like a red jacket, I think.
Oh, love that you remember that. Yes.
It was nice.
I forgot I went to meet you and we were just going to have a drink and then we stayed for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cute.
I remember the important moments.
I guess you do. What was your pickup line?
Oh my God.
I was like, I don't think he had one. Although I'm sure you were like suave about something. He's so embarrassed right now.
I don't think I have any pickup lines. No.
Fine.
I don't think. Did I?
I don't know. I actually don't remember.
I remember that one night that we were after the concert.
We were at Whiskey Row.
Yes. And we're up there and, you know, you're dancing, whatever. And this dude was like, I mean, it's terrible. He was like I had no chance with you, but this guy really had no chance with you. And he was coming so aggressive and he was trying to get you to dance with him and all this stuff. And I was just sitting there watching, like, just basically not dancing, just nerding out basically. And he looked at me, he was like, is she with you? And you looked at me and you're like, yes, absolutely. and then he walked off and I was like, man, I like the way this feels. Like, I'm just going to keep sitting here and pretend like I'm her boyfriend.
You were my man that night. Yeah. I mean, no, that sounded bad. That sounded so bad. That's not what I meant. That guy, he was so cruel. Okay. Someone asked, do you remember the first moment when you knew you liked Kelly, which you might've already kind of answered. Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was sort of scared. I was sort of scared of a lot of things and I was scared of you a little bit, in the beginning. And I don't know. I think when you actually showed up to meet me, I was like, oh, okay. Maybe there's a chance here. Maybe I got a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance. I remember when I first liked you, we were at Urban Grub with a friend. We were with like a group of people for a brunch. We were not on a date. This was just like, we were hanging out in a friend group. And I had been on a roll of leaving my phone places. Do you remember this at all? This was so long ago now, it feels.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I had left my phone. I think it was like, you had been with me at another thing and I had left my phone there and we had just been talking about it. And I literally got up from the table and left my phone on the table.
No, yeah.
And you were like, hey, and I was like walking away from you. And I remember turning back around and you were just like holding my phone and kind of laughing at me. But I thought it was so cute. And like, first of all, I felt like, oh man, this guy like jigs up, you know, like he sees me. I'm like a mess sometimes. But you were like laughing about it. And so I got butterflies, I remember.
That was a fun day.
That was a really fun day. Yeah, that's what I was like.
I remember what you were wearing that day too. You were wearing your motorcycle t-shirt.
Motorcycle? Was it vintage?
Yes.
Shop VE Vintage. Yes. By the way.
That was a good time.
That was a good day. Okay. So was it hard for you when we first started dating? Because I was going through the egg freezing process. And so some people wanted to know more about that. Like, what was it like walking into a situation with someone kind of exploring their fertility, going through the egg freezing process? Is that weird?
No. I mean, I have children and I love them. And, you know, that was really before you had gotten to know my kids.
Right.
And, I don't know. I think, I was totally into it. I mean, I guess for me, it was like, it was sort of a freedom for you. Right. I mean,
it's supposed to be.
I mean, I don't know. I hope this doesn't sound right, but it was like sort of like a pressure reliever in some ways. It wasn't like we had to suddenly figure something out.
Right.
You know, it was like, hey, I'm doing this for me and I'm doing, you know, for, to, you know, to have some options. And
yeah,
I don't know. So no, that wasn't weird. I was proud of you for it. I thought it was awesome.
Thanks. Do you have any advice for men dating strong female women who have their own shit going on?
That may be the toughest one because I haven't figured it out yet. But no, I mean, I don't know. I'm really attracted to that. So I don't know. I guess sometimes it's, where it gets us is like, if we've got, you know, two different mindsets about what we need to be doing on some particular mm-hmm. time or what's important, but
like
I don't know, just give up, man. That's my advice. Just give up.
Like, you I'm going to remind you of this one. You've now put it on a podcast and you're screwed. Do you get intimidated by me working with industry men? Cause like all of my clients are men. Well, you know, a lot of them. Yeah. So yeah, that doesn't, it's
those
not
guys
weird
are
at
all.
All
clowns.
Yeah. They're only like the hottest guys in country music. Yeah, but you're
no,
like,
I know.
They're clowns.
Yeah, no,
I'm,
yeah, right. I know.
How do you do that though? Cause I do, like, I've been in relationships before where it's been an issue for whoever I'm dating. And I can imagine, because you travel and just like stuff like that, like I could imagine it being a little difficult.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, cause I don't know. I know you and I don't worry about that. I don't know. I guess I could be, but I don't know. It just feels like life's too short to worry about that. And,
I said, I'm glad you don't.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, some of those guys I'm friends with, you know, so I could take them out.
That's so true. Just bring up some old pictures or like some old stories. You've known a lot of them since college. Yeah. So like, you feel like you got some shit.
Not a lot, but I mean,
okay. Like two.
I think that's a great question. I actually don't even think about it. I mean, I just don't.
It's just work.
I don't know. You just make me not worry about that.
I'm glad.
I don't.
Anne Marie wants to know, what's the one thing that you were scared for me to know about you? I thought this was a really interesting question. And I actually was like, I wonder what he would say.
Oh my gosh.
Just be honest. Let it all hang out, babe.
That I would be scared for you to know about me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Oh, well, there was.
Oh, God.
That was stupid. I mean, it's really, I don't know. It's not. There's like 20 things that you now know about, like, you know, like, you know, you see me pick my nose or whatever. Uh-huh. I mean, it's like everything, you know, but, I remember one time you were like, yeah, you know, I went and saw a palm reader or whatever.
A psychic, probably.
Yes. And you're like, and he told me that I was going to be with a drummer, and cause you'd see my drum set, you know, uh-huh. and I was like, oh crap. Like, what if she finds out that I actually really can't play those drums?
You play though.
I know, but I can't, but I'm not a drummer. Like I have,
no,
like,
no, right.
I'm like, I mean, I can play like four songs on the guitar, but that doesn't make me a guitarist.
Well, right. But I think the way that those psychic people see it is like, if you, there's like some part of something that they'll see. And so then he's like, I don't know. He's like I'm seeing beats of some kind.
He has his brother's old drum set in the basement of his cabin.
Yeah. He didn't quite describe it like that. But like when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, you know, which obviously also could be some reading into things on my part, but it makes it more fun.
Yeah. There, I don't know. There's,
but you weren't like embarrassed about that. Do you want to talk about your college band? That might be.
C Diesel? Yeah, we're pretty awesome.
I love that you just called it C Diesel. It's called Cock Diesel.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought maybe the girls might listen to this. So, I'm like trying to keep it PG.
Yeah.
There's probably 1,000 things. Tell her to email me and I'll email her a list.
Anne-Marie, I'll get you the email.
Or him.
What's your favorite version of me and vice versa? Favorite version.
You know, I love it when you're feeling it, when you're like, you know, confident and things are going your way. And I said your walk earlier, but I love when you come walking in feeling it, you know. that's my favorite version of you. When you just have your little slide going.
I don't even know what that looks like.
It's so good. Well, you've just got your smile and your slide and you're just glowing. Yeah. I like that.
I would say that's the same for me with you is when we're sitting and you are like making me laugh or dancing or. You're a really good dancer.
Yeah, right.
What is the strangest thing you've learned about Kelly?
She told me a story about she got dunked on in high school.
Oh, no. Yeah. Why'd you do this to
me? I know, but I'm just like, wait a minute. First of all, that she played basketball. And you're like, yeah, I was a really good basketball player.
Yeah.
And
then, a weird thing about me that people wouldn't think of now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't associate you with basketball. Yeah. Although I've played you in basketball now. Yeah, and I dunked on you, which was
awesome.
Well,
my shooting that day was very off.
Yeah, it wasn't good. You lost.
Lose? That's questionable.
No, you lost.
I don't know about that. Maybe it was my teammate, the 6-year-old that was like quitting on me. that is a good story. I told a story about when I was in high school and I came out in the morning and my parents were making breakfast and my dad immediately hid the sports page. And I was like going in after the game to look at all my stats. And I was like, why'd you just do that? And it turns out that I was on the front of the sports page being dunked on basically by a rival team. Like I was in her armpit and that was the picture. So that was pretty mortifying.
Yeah, that was surprising.
I thought you were going to say my sleep habits, like the things I do at night. Because you've said to me many times, like, you're so weird. Because I do like all my oils. I like spray the pillow with this mist. I have a sound machine.
I'm like, can we just watch the news and sleep?
We get there, but like I have to do all those things first. I'm a really bad sleeper. So, okay. How did you, what is the biggest misconception about me, do you think?
That you're big time.
What does that mean?
I mean that you like. I mean that, like you're. I don't know. Like you, do all this for attention or whatever. Like it's like or that you're like some kind of prima donna or something like that. I don't hear people say that, but I mean I think that, or at least I guess for some.
Well, you've heard someone say that on TV, right. Which a lot of people have.
But I mean,
but
that's just like,
to that
but that's
next.
Just not, I mean, that's just not you at all. Like you're the like most caring. I mean, it was like in the beginning, I was like, I don't want to get mixed up in all this stuff and like reality TV and Instagram and all that. And you know, what I realized is that's your job and it's your job because you're so, again, going back to the connecting, you're connecting with people and people can relate to you. And so, you know, to me, I think that's why you do all that stuff and, or this stuff. And,
that's right.
I think you're really good at it. And so, I don't know. I would guess that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say that.
Well, that's because now you know me. And you might have thought the same thing at the beginning.
Yeah. No, I always thought you were great.
That's not
but
true.
I might have thought that.
Jessica asked this question, which I think is a good transition from the last thing you said. But she said, how did you feel about Kelly having to go through all that very cavalier drama and rumors?
Oh, it was stupid. I mean,
you can say whatever.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I thought it was just, I mean, I first of all, I was with you pretty much all the time then.
Yeah.
And, it's just, I don't know. It just kind of felt like, not just contrived kind of. And again, it goes back to what I just said. I mean, I don't know that I felt like reality TV was like a great profession, like one that I would have a lot of respect for. But then I started realizing that, you know, for you, it was sort of, you know, it's about sharing the egg story. Right. Mm-hmm. And just the connecting with people, you know, the, hearing other people's stories and, getting to know them and help them work through that stuff. And I don't know. So I just thought it was like, wait a minute, this isn't at all anything about Kelly. And, you know, it just really didn't bother me because I knew the truth and knew who you were. And it's like I said to you so many times, you know, because there were times that you were pretty upset about it. I was just like, but you know, the people that matter don't care.
Right.
And, I know it was hard for you, and that was the worst part for me, was just watching you hurt. But I thought it was, I mean, I don't know. Is that not a good answer?
No, that was
dumb. I thought it was dumb.
Yeah, no, it is. It was dumb. I think what you saw was what was actually happening, which was like the loss of a group of friends too. That was extremely painful and difficult for me.
Well, I think that was it. Right. Then that, right. Just and, watching how much you hurt with all that. You're leading me again. But
well, but am I?
I guess that's the answer. I mean, it just, I hated watching you hurt like you were. And I probably wasn't great about it because I was just kind of like, this is so silly. It's just not true. It's just,
because you're sitting there, you're like, what? I was like sitting at the breakfast table. I'll never forget when a lot of like the tabloids started calling me and we were like, what the fuck? Like, Sorry, we're keeping this PG. I just remembered that. I'll beat myself in my own podcast. But we were so, it was so confusing because we're like sitting there together having breakfast and all this stuff drops and it's just like not at all even close to the truth. Yeah. And anyone even on the outside of the inner circle knew that. But that was why it was so frustrating and infuriating for me. And I couldn't imagine for you that wouldn't be kind of hard. Like, were you ever embarrassed in front of your friends? Like, they're like, or were they like, girl you're dating?
Yeah.
Or they just all thought it was dumb too?
I don't think they cared because they met you. And
yeah.
I mean, anytime it's come up, I've just sort of laughed about it. I mean, it's just so, to me, it's so absurd that it's like, I don't know.
Doesn't even deserve a lot of talk. Well, with that,
we wasted too much time on it already.
I know. Let's move on.
What's next?
What would younger versions of yourself have been compatible?
No chance.
No chance.
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
I don't think so. But it works now.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys quarantine together?
And yes.
Yes. What did you learn about each other during quarantine?
I mean, this isn't that interesting, but, you know, Kelly is this super healthy eater and she's, you know, in shape, and we sort of, for a minute, were living our best lives out there. We were
kind
of hanging out at the farm, and we would, you know, we'd hang out with my girls and I'd put them to work, and it was a blast. We were, you know, working on the farm, and she, you know, Kelly was like becoming this farm girl, which was pretty hilarious. And
I loved it.
It was great. It was great. But so anyway, she made me eat. We weren't going out to dinner at all. And so we were cooking every night and coming up with different creative healthy things, and I was so spooked I wouldn't even go to the grocery store. And so Kelly would go to the grocery store, I would just be like, look, here, take my card and just go get us some groceries. Mm-hmm. Like, load us up. And she'd get, of course, nothing but like salmon and like carrots and raisins and all this
but
stuff.
That is not true. I would get steaks too, but they would be grass fed, very clean, no hormones.
Right. Thankfully, we weren't spending money on restaurants, so like the grocery bill went way up, but that was all right. Mm-hmm. And I lost 10 pounds immediately. I was in the best shape of my life. I felt awesome and healthy, and that's over now.
Now you're back.
Yeah, I have wings again today.
Yeah, we got to get back to our quarantine diet.
Right. What was that question? I don't remember.
It was like, what did you learn about me in quarantine? But
yeah, your healthy ways are actually, they're
effective, and I'm not
work.
Bullshit.
Right. It's not, right. It's not BS. Right.
Yeah. I would say I learned about you how hands-on of a dad you are, because that was the first time I'd actually spent a lot of time with the unit together. And so that was a really fun thing to get to watch. What, this is a hard one, I think. Jess wants to know, what is the best and worst quality for each other?
Oh,
I mean, we know the answer.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks for asking, Jess.
Am I answering that?
Yes.
I mean, my worst is that I just want to avoid the conflict. And so when you get upset, I just want to go watch The Office. Mm-hmm.
And then makes me more obsessed.
Yours is that is not satisfactory, no, and it must be resolved. And mm-hmm. so that creates
quite the dance for us.
Yeah. So, yeah, that one.
I think that was our toughest battle. But yeah. We're getting better. I do think we're starting to understand each other a little more in that way. What is your favorite thing to do with me? Keep it PG.
It's the sitting in the rocking chairs out at the farm. Yeah, it's just so good. It's just so good. We just, you know, we'll sit out there like all night long and listen to some music and watch. My daughter calls it the sunset alert. You know, when there's we can see the sunsets like off the front porch, and it's just awesome. And just doing that, like.
And on the good nights, you'll put on Posty for me. Yeah. And have a dance
party. I thought that might be a question. I was like, what's your, like, well, I guess I should say that. Yeah, I should have answered that. It's like sitting in the rocking chair, just, you know, listening to Posty.
Which is not at all your type of music.
I've never even heard of Post Malone until you.
Yeah.
My friend, I played it for a friend, and he was like, what is this? And I'm like, this is my stuff I'm into now, you know. New girlfriend, you know, she's got me into Post Malone. He's like, are you going to get new friends too?
They really think you've fallen off the deep end. Wow. Hey, do you know what makes me blush? Someone asked that and I was like, what? I don't even know. Have you ever seen me blush?
Yeah.
When? What did I do? Or what did you do that made me blush?
I don't know. I think I made you blush because I said something like, borderline in front of your dad, and you're like, whoa.
Oh, that probably would have, yeah, in front of my parents. Although, like, if they listen to my podcast, then yeah, but that was probably a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look at what's next. They want to talk about the kids a little bit, so we'll keep it brief. But how is Kelly with your kiddos?
Great. I mean, just like, it's all about that love and connection, and it's just great. I mean, it's a tough situation, and you have been patient and leaned in, and she's great. I mean, my girls love Kelly.
Would it have been a deal breaker if they didn't?
Oh, for sure. You'd be dumped.
Wow. Good thing. Okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense, though. I can't imagine, like, it's already so much to navigate, I think, in a situation like this, which I know a lot of other people can relate to, but... like, what if they didn't like me?
I'm sorry I said it that way. That maybe was a rough way to say it. But I mean, thankfully I don't have to worry about that because the girls are great. It's awesome.
Yeah. Were you nervous about introducing them to me?
I mean, you know, yes. Yeah, definitely. Thankfully they had sort of met you in a friend context.
Yeah. I think that helped a lot, actually.
For sure. It was such a soft intro, just because they have been around you and that their friend's mom is one of your good friends. And right. So, you know, everybody had kind of been around each other for a minute, at least in a group setting. And then quarantine happened and it was sort of all on a fast forward, but thankfully it all worked out, you know, it all worked out fine.
I know that is interesting. I think about what our pace would have been if quarantine hadn't happened.
I think
we've
been slower for sure. You know, I mean, it's just, but it's fine. You know, it was fun. It was good that we were able to sort of do it.
Just like rip the Band-Aid almost.
Yeah.
But I do think because a lot of people asked, how difficult is it to date with kids? And there's a lot of things to factor in. I don't know that it's like, I mean, difficult might not be the right word, but there are a lot of pieces to this puzzle.
Well, and the timing and the schedule.
Exactly. There's just a lot going on at all times. Well, and then introducing him, what if they didn't like me or whatever? And so we were able to just spend a lot of quality time together because, like, we weren't really working. We were helping them do school. I mean, it was a fast forward thing, but I do think that me knowing them in an there was no pressure for them to like me or not like me. It was just like, we were just around each other at first. Like, they didn't know I was your girlfriend or something. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they knew me as a friend.
Yeah.
And so I think that really helps when you're introduced that way, because it takes the pressure off them. Like, I don't know.
There was no, there wasn't I don't think there was pressure on them.
Yeah. Hope not. Okay. I want to end with a couple rapid fire. There's actually more than a couple, but these are just, you can do like quick answers. I don't think you'll want to do plead the fifths, but this is just about you. Cause I feel like,
did I use one or no?
You used one. You're down to two, man. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
All right.
These, I feel like so much of this podcast has been about me. So let's ask about you. So what is, that was another one about me. Okay. This is not what I meant to do, but okay. Rachel asked, what are your top dating regrets? Like in your life, they want to get to know you.
My top dating regrets.
Yeah. Like if you look back at your life, what do you regret about dating?
Just being a douche, you know?
Yeah.
Like just
when you're younger and
ghosting
stuff.
Or.
You ghosted people.
I mean, I don't know that I ghosted.
You totally did. I could see it.
We called it the silent fade or something.
Yeah, you know, ghosting's more of a.
It was sort of
like a 2000.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Not treating girls with respect.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't
That's a good thing to look back on and like want to change though.
Yeah.
Or like know that you're different from now. Okay, what are your top? She wants to know five must haves in a relationship, which is hard. So maybe just you could do like three. Like, what do you have to have for it to be? Or for you to even be interested, maybe.
I think for, well, they're all you, right? It's like, have to have your own life and sort of, but have to be able to connect that with mine. We talked about the kids part is sort of a have to have, I think.
Like family time is really important to you.
Yeah. I want to do everything with, like, it's like sometimes a problem, right? I'm like, let's just all go.
Yeah.
We'll all go to the camp or, you know, we'll go play golf together or whatever. You
right.
Know?
You're like all the things you're like, let's go deer hunting.
Right.
We're like, okay, bro, we're going to paint our nails.
Right. I don't know it. Yeah. That. And then, what I have to have, I don't know. I mean, just the peace and connection. I can go more into that, but
like, what do you mean?
Just, you know, peace, just comfort, not worrying about somebody going out on the road with a bunch of country music stars. I mean, that's sort of peace for me. And weird. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Those are good ones.
I don't know. I like the way you walk. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, you've said it twice now.
Right.
What is your zodiac sign? He's so into this stuff.
Sagittarius.
And you're such a Sagittarius, by the way.
Okay.
A Sagittarius does not like to be boxed in. You like to have your freedom. You like to, you know, be like live life to its fullest. And that's so you. Like,
okay.
That's not bad. I feel like you really like go after life. Like you want to live life to its fullest. And there's like, you're always excited. Like, I feel like you wake up in the morning, you're like, all right, let's go. You know, let's go. That's like to me a very Sagittarius thing. He's nodding. They can't see you, remember?
Okay. I wasn't not. Okay.
You were like, okay. Well, he does not really like care about that stuff. I'm a Cancer, which is an interesting match. Do you know that all astrologists, because I'm very into this stuff, but they say that if you can get fat for a Sagittarius and a Cancer, if you can get past the first like couple months to a year of, because you're so different, like butting heads and like just accept each other for the way you are and lean into it, then it's like smooth sailing. So. Okay.
Cool.
Cool story, bro. Moving on, what will be the first thing you do in a post-corona world?
Go to a concert.
Oh, good one. I thought it might be.
Well, are you talking about us or like, either way, that's what we're going to do.
Travel. We were supposed to go to Costa Rica.
Yeah, we got blocked.
Right when all that hit.
That's like the, like, yeah. That yeah, that's we
that
need to go there.
A bummer.
But we're going to go to a concert. Like we got to go. Like my girls are dying to go to a concert. Like
yeah.
we're going.
Yeah,
we got to go see somebody somewhere.
I hope that starts happening soon.
We got to go.
I don't think it will, but
21.
I agree. Yeah, 21 concerts and travel. That's going to be the thing. Okay, Jules wants to know if you are a guy's guy. Yes, Jules, he is. Is he off the grid? She says, what does that mean?
Yes.
What is? Are you off the grid?
Yeah, I'm off the grid. I'm off the grid, man.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I like it. I like it, though. I
like,
want
you're
it.
Like
whatever
the man
it is.
Of mystery.
No.
My dad calls him the international man of mystery.
I like off the grid. Okay. I'm off the grid.
Is it because like you're not into social media or the public eye?
I don't know.
I thought immediately, I was like, yes, hunting, like you're a farm guy, yeah. That kind of stuff.
Off the grid.
You don't really care about this.
Copyright 2020.
TM.
Yeah.
Okay.
Off the grid.
What is considered a good, healthy sex life for dating couples? They want advice. He said no sex questions. Gotcha. But it's not like specific. In general, what do you think?
I don't know. I plead the fifth.
I knew you were going to do that. Fine. Give the people what they want. Fine. Plead the fifth. Okay. Do you have any big regrets or life choices that you would change if you could?
I used to say I wish I went to Ole Miss.
What?
This is awesome. I don't know.
I'm shook by that because you're such a Georgia fan.
I know, but I don't know. It's pretty cool down there.
At Ole Miss?
Yeah. I don't know.
You had some friends who went there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why not?
What was the question?
What are your big regrets? So your big regret is not going to Ole Miss.
I wish I had met you earlier.
Oh, gross. No. If you guys could have seen his face when he just said that to me. Oh, my God. That's the pickup line they wanted from earlier.
Right, there it is. There you go.
Wow. Okay. Well, to follow that up, Rob wants to know, what are your intentions moving forward?
We're going to a concert. We talked about it. We're going to travel.
I got so many questions about this, and I'm like, oh, I just got to do one just to throw you. It's fine.
I'm going to keep. This is like, I'm super, super happy. So
yeah.
I want to keep being super, super happy.
That's a good intention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to keep being super happy.
Me too.
All right. Okay. Well, let's do that.
Okay. Deal.
All right.
So I usually at the end of every podcast, I'm like, okay, well, tell us where people can find you. But I mean, yours is more like, don't find me.
I'm at Velvet's Edge. Velvet's Edge.
For one time only.
Right. Right.
One this time and one time appearance. Only. We'll see about that.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You didn't like this?
It was great.
You loved it. I said to you, he just wants another drink right now. We drank martinis during this because I had to get him loose. I was trying to take advantage of him, but right. It didn't really go so well for me.
I mean, is that a normal thing? I mean, do you do that? Is that your regular
program?
Do what,
drink?
Like, you know, will you give like your guest a martini? I'm like, oh, you'll be fine. Trust me.
I'm like, just drink it. No.
And then wait till the end and start hitting them with some.
The hard questions.
Yeah.
I do usually like to do kind of ease in, you know, like you can't just like go right in. That's just like a life lesson.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm tired and I've had a martini, so we should probably just call it right now. Right. I do appreciate you doing this because I know it was not in your comfort zone and not really something you wanted to do.
I'm glad to do it. It was fun. It was fun.
Okay, good. See, I told you it was like just like us talking. You can't think about who's listening.
Well, I'm thinking about who's listening.
I know you are. Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Don't find him. And we're just grateful that you were here for one time. It was really fun for us. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.